Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within The Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We're continuing our study of building spiritual endurance for 2022. Last week, our topic was assurance for difficult days. And we ended our session by placing our faith and our trust in the Creator and Sustainer of all life. But for those of you who may still have some question about placing your hope in eternal God, we're going to address your concerns today because we know you may have questions and concerns. Our scripture today comes out of Job, the 38th chapter and the 4th verse, and it reads, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou have any understanding." These words come from God as Job has challenged God concerning the issues that have occurred in his life. Job was a tribal chieftain like Abraham who feared God and shunned evil. He was suddenly taken aback by total disaster, his wealth loss, his children dead, and his health ruined. The book of Job analyzes the question of how a righteous person like Job can encounter such enormous troubles. As we look around our world today, I'm sure you have questions much like Job as to what's going on, what's happening in the world around us. And so today we're going to address the topic, is God really in control? Control. What is it? Who has it? What will they do with it after they get it? Everyone wants control. Why? To satisfy personal agendas, to make the world better? Control was what Adam and Eve desired. Control so that they would know, like the Creator, what was the information that they would need in order to manage themselves. Control is defined as the power to influence or direct people's behavior or the course of events. It's the restriction of an activity, the power to restrain, a means of limiting or regulating something. We have questions on control as we look around and see our nation and the world in chaos. What is our future? Who is best equipped to lead us in this world we find ourselves in? How are we to move forward through this health pandemic and social unrest? Does anyone have a plan? Because of these questions, as we talk about the topic of spiritual endurance, it is important that we seek answers where they need to be addressed, and that is at the foot of the cross. It doesn't seem like anyone has the answer, nor is anyone able to guarantee success, but he is. While all this may be true of humanity and our current institutions, the Creator of heaven and earth knows the answers to our questions. Who then is in a better position to provide us with the answers we need? God is sovereign, and he always has a plan for mankind. What we are experiencing right now is his plan, the plan that God has. It is important to continue to reinforce during these times of question our knowledge of who God is. Knowing God is foundational in securing our trust and our confidence. In Psalms 27, 1 and 3, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This is especially true during difficult times when fear and doubt challenge our faith, when we need spiritual endurance. When that happens, we can stand firm on what we know about God and those things which He has already revealed to us. Those things God reveals to us can answer persistent questions concerning not only our life, but the lives of those around us, including our nation. How we respond to things that happen reveal what is the point that God is trying to make in our lives. Because the entry point for God to provide the answer is to see His power, His provision, and His presence. In his book, The Sovereignty of God, A.W. Tozer, pastor, author, and spiritual mentor, cries out to renewed understanding of God's sovereignty. It reads, "Present-day conditions call loudly for a new examination and a new presentation of God's omnipotence, God's sufficiency, and God's sovereignty. What is needed now, as never before, is a full, positive, constructive set forth on the Godhead of God. It is in this context of God's sovereignty that we can manage our fears and minimize our anxieties. The uncertainties and insecurities we experience today can now be transferred to God, who is the only one who can do anything about them." 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul writes this, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And this is God speaking to Paul with regard to the thorns that he had, those issues, those challenges that he was facing. Those aren't explained in Scripture, and there's been much discussion as to what they were specifically, but that wasn't spelled out in Scripture, so we won't make it up. He said, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." That's powerful, that you would be happy in your weakness, knowing that in that position of weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. And I think that's the biggest challenge that we face. The challenge that I know personally I face is recognizing that I don't have all the answers. But when I acknowledge that, then God can do something about it. He can come to my rescue. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the sovereignty of God, and I know you love nuts and bolts, it is important to remind ourselves that what we learn about God is not to be reduced to mere academics. We must apply this truth, as with all truth, not only to our minds, but also to our hearts. And that's where that personal relationship with Jesus is so important, because we take that head knowledge and apply it to our heart. And that is where transformation and change can take place. If we do the former without the latter, we might know that God is sweet, but we will never taste His sweetness. We may know that God is sweet, but we may never taste His sweetness. Sovereignty is the full right and power of a governing body over itself without any interference from outside bodies. The sovereignty of God refers to His position of supreme authority and power. He rules over and owns everything because He made everything. Much like man's sovereignty, God has a legitimate authority over his universe. As the sovereign one, God has a predetermined plan and purpose for everything in this universe. God upholds all things, and all things owe their existence to him. With everything that is occurring in our nation and in our cities, it is easy to wonder if God really cares about us. There are those who have a cartoonish view of God's sovereignty. God's relationship with his creation is pictured as a man viewing an ant in a fishbowl. He is seen as distant, detached, and disconnected. That may be how we feel as we view the world around us. But as I stated at the beginning of this teaching, God has a plan. As chronicled from Genesis to Revelation, God has an eternal plan that restores man's fellowship with God by the creation of an escape from death's curse. Through him, we have also access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of glory. That's Romans 5:2. It is God's plan to bring mankind to himself and ultimately to a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation 21:1 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more." It is by his divine power and gracious will that we live and move and have our meaning. Knowing God is sovereign is enough to give us a good hope. It is enough to assure us of our future well-being. It is enough to help to build our spiritual endurance for 21st century living, especially 2022. That's it for today. And if you would like to begin working through the questions of, is God in control, and God's sovereignty, and what it means to you, begin that journey by accepting him as your Lord and Savior. And that's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to our website, itwministries.org, click on the tab invitation, and you'll see instructions on how you can begin your journey today as we build the spiritual endurance we need for the days ahead. That's it for today. We thank you for listening to us. There's other things you could be doing with your time, but we're glad that you're with us today. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and we'll be with you again next week as we talk about spiritual endurance and building that endurance for 2022. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.